Sorry for being a little late here. We always like to go a little bit longer with Billy Hilly, the great Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Pitt Panthers. Pat Bostick in with us until 9 o'clock. He's brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All right, guys, before we get back into the Steelers, and we will, and tonight's game between the Ravens and the Bengals, how do we feel about Pitt's chances? They're a 7.5-point favorite, last I checked, against Virginia on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go first. I mean, they clearly need to respond. They got beaten every facet of the game on Saturday. I think everybody is very aware of that. But, you know, sometimes you do have those games. And as Narduzzi said in his post-game press conference, and I talked to him, you know, directly too, and was like, you're absolutely right. And not to, you know, kiss his you-know-what, but it's hard to win every single week. I mean, it's college football, NFL football, high-level football. It is hard to win every single week. And sometimes you're going to get caught, and they got caught, and they got beat by a good team, and they didn't play well at all. So what good teams usually do, they have one loss on the season, and everybody's freaking out. Like, oh, should Holstein be bent? Like, get the hell out of here. Seriously, the kid is just playing. I mean, he's played so well up until this point. Like, we're not even having that conversation. But good teams, if you are really good, you respond from bad losses, and I expect them to do that.
Yeah, I expect them to do it too. I think this is a really good week for the defense. Virginia's getting some offensive linemen back. They've been banged up. They've given up 17 sacks in the last three games.
Tough.
10 against North Carolina. They do not have the team speed that SMU has, but they've got some size. Malachi Fields, their receiver's a dude. Like, he looks like Mike Williams, that type of 6'4", 220. Then offensively, they're 7-35 on third down, the Panthers are, the last three games. They have got to get better in that area. And I think to do that, they have got to commit to running the ball. I expect to see a good amount of Desmond Reed, but you know, the one component that we haven't seen in the last couple of weeks has been Daniel Carter. I'd like to see Daniel Carter get the ball a little bit more. I think he gives them something in the kind of the sustained drive area, 5-6 yards a clip. And that'll help Holstein out in terms of the play action game and otherwise. But I expect him to respond in a big way on Saturday night.
Doran, you asked Bill Hillgrove about looking ahead to Clemson, and obviously you guys played college football at Pitt at a high level on some really good teams. Like, is that a thing? Like, the look ahead, the trap game. You were going to play a ranked team, and you got a ranked team in 2 weeks, and sandwiched in between is a team that you're a substantial favorite over. Is that a real deal?
I think it might be, yeah. Pat, tell me if I'm wrong. I believe that when we played West Virginia in 2009 that we were looking ahead to Cincinnati and maybe closing the season up that week, you know, to win the Big East. I felt like there was a little bit of that going on there for sure. I mean, you're dealing with young players. You get anxious. You know that there's a big opponent on your schedule. You get to play them at home, and you know how important that game is going to be. So maybe a little bit, but I think Narduzzi does a great job of keeping those guys focused on today and focused on tomorrow, Friday, and then focused on game day and what's really in front of them in that moment.
I would say it can be a problem, but not when you get your rear end kicked
right
before. I think when you get embarrassed, like they got embarrassed, and let's call it what it is, right? That was embarrassing for everyone involved. You come back with a vengeance and a focus and a determination on that game alone, and then you take care of it. So I'm not worried about it one iota coming off a game like last Saturday.
We are allowed to look ahead, however, because we are not playing. And if I were playing, even if they were focused, Pitt would lose. Anyway, Texter, great sports weekend next weekend. Backyard basketball Friday. Clemson v. Pitt on Saturday. Steelers Ravens on Sunday.
Huge weekend.
I ain't getting off my damn couch.
No, huge weekend.
Oh, my God. That's incredulent, Ron.
I'm going to all three.
Are you really?
I'm going all three. I am going to Steeler game. I got invited to go. So I'm going to go to the Steeler game.
Who are you going with? Someone cool?
My boys from over at Chartiers. Chris Branville, Rick Platt, Bruce Berman. We're going to go to the game. I've never been to a Steeler-Raven game, so
oh,
I'm excited.
Yes.
Every Steeler game I've gone to, I've had a blast, man. You know, and like, I'm a kid. I grew up an Eagle fan.
Right.
And I'm a full convert. Crazy. This doesn't happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fired up.
That's awesome.
And I actually grew up going to Ravens games, because like where I grew up was pretty close to Baltimore. I remember
how far away?
Like an hour and 15
minutes.
Oh,
really? Wow.
We used to fly out of Baltimore more than we flew out of Philly as a kid in Lancaster. But no, I watched Jeff Blake and the Cincinnati Bengals play Randall Cunningham and the Baltimore Ravens. Little did I know, Matt Cavanaugh was the coordinator for the Ravens, and he would be the guy that recruited me to Pitt.
Unreal.
Right? I forgot Randall Cunningham played for the Ravens.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't realize how close that Lancaster is Baltimore.
Well, it's
you probably knew Ravens fans growing up and Eagles fans.
Absolutely. It was a lot more Eagle fans, and there were a lot of Cowboy fans in that area too, and then there would be the Steeler country. Mm-hmm. You know, back when the yard sign was a big deal, like you're in Steeler country, they're still smattering around the area, but they were big for the Steeler fans in the area. But I was total Eagles fan. And Randall Cunningham was an Eagle, obviously. Rodney Pete.
Did you envision yourself being like Donovan McNabb or Randall Cunningham growing up? You know, black quarterbacks?
Well, I had a Randall Cunningham like Halloween outfit. Yeah, I guess I did. Thorin?
It was an honest question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you envision yourself being Jeremy Shockey?
No. Mike Allstott?
Yeah.
I had a Mike Allstott jersey.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I was the honest question.
Yeah. No, I mean, I knew I wasn't going to be a black quarterback, but I wanted to be a quarterback, and I thought Donovan McNabb was pretty damn good. Wow, that took a turn. I was going down memory lane, and now
let's do it again. This is insane. I saw this yesterday, made my head explode. So SMU last weekend, Matt Leinart's son has accepted an offer from SMU.
Yeah,
Matt Leinart's kid.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes you feel old, huh?
What?
I wonder how much he's getting paid.
A lot.
Would guess a lot.
They are incredibly well funded.
Mm-hmm.
As a football program.
Yeah.
You got to think about this. I mean, we were talking about this during the game. Like, people say, oh, it's SMU that came from the AAC. Watch out. Watch out for this team and this program. I'm telling you right now. They bankrolled going into the ACC. They're not taking a dollar in revenue from the conference for 7 years.
Mm.
And they raised $150 million in one day.
Mm.
Not
to do this thing, but then West Virginia can't fire their terrible coach because they owe him $15 million. It makes me sick.
But it's seriously, I mean, like, watch out for SMU. Like, the Pony Express they've been in the stable for 40 years.
How much of that is NIL? Wasn't it like
none of it? That's all separate. I think they have, I would venture to say they've got between $8 to $12 million in NIL on that field.
No, they have to. You went over the two deep last week, and it's
right.
I mean, Miami. I mean, it's just
33 transfers. Yeah,
yeah, they're really good.
They understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Like, we're going up. We better put a good damn team on the field.
And I've met Rhett Lashley, know him a little bit. Like, he's the perfect coach. Like, he's been at Miami. He's been at Auburn. He's learned in those environments. You know, Malzahn or at Miami, he was with Manny Diaz. They're a sleeping giant, and they're not sleeping anymore. They're awake. But they're going to be really good. Not saying that I would love to play them in the ACC championship game. I think that could happen. I think Pitt could run the table and get back in the championship game and play them, and that'd be freaking sweet.
Pitt's got a shot.
We do. I mean, we're 18th in the college football playoff. We got our teeth kicked in last week. We woke up on Sunday, ranked. Tuesday, you get ranked to the college football playoff. If you're 18th. That means if we win, if we beat SMU, we're probably in the top 12.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like, everything you want as a football team is in front of you. And you get to do it coming off of a tough game. So you use that as motivation. And, like, for the fans out there, they're like, oh, I never thought that. Get to the game Saturday night. Be there, man. Like, this team is doing something that a team hasn't done since our team in 09. Been 7-1. You know, you got a chance to go 8-1 for the first time since 09. And be right in the thick of it with a noon ESPN game against Clemson next weekend, who's beatable. So, like, not all is lost. And you got a freshman quarterback and a young offensive coordinator that have to adjust to what they're getting from the opposition. They're getting the same coverage every week from teams that don't traditionally play that coverage.
Mm.
They're dropping 8.
Mm-hmm.
They're flooding the underneath zones. And Pitt's got to adjust. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
I'll be there.
I know you're going to be there.
Does that make you feel good?
Fired up about. Last time you were at a Pitt game, we beat you. So,
and you helped us. Go to hell. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ravens, Bengals tonight. We'll get into that a little bit more Pitt talk as well. But first, it's a Charlie Borges fan headline. Fan. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. We got Ravens and we got Bengals tonight. And I think most people say, hey, weirdly, tonight, go Bengals. And in fact, that's been the result of the poll so far. Bengals, 83.3%. Who should Steelers fans be rooting for? Bengals, 83%. I'm rooting for the Ravens. I want to see the Ravens just get the Bengals up out the club. Let's get them out of here. I see the argument on the other side. Like, I'm not going to sit here and have this long, protracted debate with anybody about this, because if either way, the result's not terrible for the Steelers. Either way, the result can be massaged and you can think it's good. I think what you're rooting for, first and foremost, as a Steelers fan, is like if you're a Pitt fan when that weather delay happened to West Virginia and Penn State, like you want one of those tonight. You want the Bengals fans to be all mad with Ravens fans, or you root for a tie. But I just want to see the Bengals get knocked out of the race. That's what I'm thinking about tonight, because the Steelers have their chance against the Ravens in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm totally opposite. Yeah. I mean, that this would give the Ravens two losses in the division, and the Steelers have yet to play a game in the division. Their next game in the division is the Ravens, so you figure the Ravens lose. And I feel like it's a two-horse race. If you can knock that horse back just a peg a little bit, you can get that lead, and you can keep that lead as long as possible, especially if you win next week against them. Like, think about where they'd be at. So how many losses do the Bengals have in the division?
In the division?
Yeah. That's the...
The Bengals are 1-1.
1-1.
It's kind of a win. I mean...
Yeah.
It is a win-win.
It comes down to who concerns you more, head-to-head. And this is, I think, a very, very... Like, we could protractively debate this.
I think head-to-head it has to be Cincinnati.
I would agree. I didn't feel that way until having a conversation with Doug Whaley, and he changed my opinion. They've had Lamar's number.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they haven't had Derrick Henry's number. And the run defense has concerned me a little bit, but Burrow's starting to get his thing going now. I mean, they started poorly this year, and they started – now they're rolling. And, man,
if they make the playoffs, the Bengals, he might win the MVP. I mean, he's been that good.
If they make the playoffs, they're going to the AFC Championship game.
Cincinnati?
I call it right now, yes.
Because they'll have been hot.
They're just going to continue to be hot.
We want Baltimore to win tonight then. As Steeler fans then.
Stop them from getting on that roll.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's in Baltimore. I think a Steelers fan should be rooting for Baltimore, as hard as that is.
Huh.
That's what I'm saying.
It is
it's antithetical, but...
Now, let's say the Ravens lose to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's sitting there at 5-5, and now they're feeling like, okay, we found our level, we're okay here. Then they do got to go to Los Angeles, play the Chargers, good football team, and then they play the Steelers. So I would love to see Baltimore beat Cincy. Cincy's 4-6, and then if Cincy splits the next two against the Chargers and Pittsburgh, they're done. You got to be perfect the rest of the way. And they've got enough warts and deficiencies. Look, Joe Burrow's played as well as he's played, and here they are sitting at 4-5. They have significant holes on defense. One thing I know for certain-ish, bet the over tonight. Yeah. It's the highest total of any game in the NFL this weekend. Baltimore's pass defense sucks. Sucks. And Tre'Davious White ain't fixing it. And I don't think that the Bengals' defense is as bad as Baltimore's, but it's still not very good. And both offenses are elite. I think there are going to be a ton of points tonight.
Be a fun game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun watch on a Thursday night.
Definitely betting the under.
What?
Because Crowley said it?
Yeah, because he said it, and I feel like everybody's thinking that way. Well, there's going to be a low-scoring game. Ugly.
Well, I mean, there have been a lot of those this year. There have been a lot of them.
What? The low, ugly games?
Yeah, I mean, including from the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they've won a myriad of different ways this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other night, Sunday night was, or Monday night was probably the first time they looked.
Yeah.
And that's without some of their key pieces. Man, I bet I would go the over tonight. I'd go the over.
What is it at again? 52? 53? 52?
52.5.
Yeah.
Baltimore favored by 5.5 at home, which makes sense.
It does.
Either way, you're not crying about the result tonight. I don't love the prospect of the Ravens having a couple extra days to heal up and lick their wounds before they play Pittsburgh. I also think if Baltimore were to lose, I'd have to look it up. I imagine John Harbaugh's pretty good after a loss.
I think he's right around where Tomlin is, too.
Yeah. He's a good coach. He does like to crap his pants a little bit against Tomlin. I think there's a weird psychological kind of deal going on there. But coming off a loss with a team that's as good as Baltimore, like Cincinnati were to win the game, I'm kind of stepping on my own argument there. But, you know, Baltimore coming off a loss would be tough.
Do you think Deontay Johnson gets involved a lot more and has a big game tonight? Because he was in there like maybe like four or five plays because he was just, you know, just got acquired by them. But I feel like he is going to have a big game for mm-hmm. some reason. They're going to focus on Zay Flowers. They're going to focus right. on Andrews. They're going to focus on Henry. And I think that this is that game where Deontay Johnson breaks out. And, of course, it's going to be that momentum, push for him to have a big game against the Steelers, too.
Yeah, right before you play Pittsburgh.
Yep. Man.
Get his feet wet. Because he didn't have any targets, any catches, anything last time.
Okay, we talked about Pitt and looking over a game. Any chance the Steelers overlook the Commanders and lay an egg down there?
I don't think so because of the bye. I think the bye helps.
Do you think that helps?
I do. Tomlin 14-3 coming off a bye. I don't know how many times they came off a bye, played a team, then play the Ravens.
But this Ravens game is like
massive.
As big a home game.
Mm.
I mean, since when?
Mm-hmm. It should be a playoff atmosphere. Like
oh, my God. It's going to be bonkers.
It's going to be crazy.
I continue to say that I will take this. I think the Steelers are a very good football team. I will take them serious as a Super Bowl contender if they win these next two. If they win these next two, they're going to win the division. I mean, almost regardless of what happens tonight with Baltimore. Because, I mean, you'll be at 8 wins. I guess not regardless, because Baltimore will then have 7. I mean, you win these next two, though, I'm feeling good about how good you are, and you'll have beat your principal threat to win the division. You're dancing in the streets if you win these next two. So I don't think you can underscore just how important the Commanders game is. Because if you lose the Commanders and beat Baltimore, you're still in a good spot. You are in a great spot if you win these next two.
But then there's a trap game in there right after.
Cleveland.
Yes, on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Short week after mm-hmm. the Ravens.
Yeah.
They could go out
in
and win
Cleveland?
Yep.
Yes. They could go out and win these two, and everybody's feeling really good, and then they could drop one. That bad loss to the Ravens. To the Browns, you could just feel it.
Now I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen. Great. Texter, Crowley is the ultimate public bettor. I am, dude. I've had a lot of people tell me that. Total's 52.5. Hey, you know what? I think there could be a lot of points in this one. I am taking the over. Damn it. All right, coming up next. Well, since we're in this realm anyhow, haven't talked to Pat about this in a couple of weeks, but where the Steelers stack up among AFC contenders will go around the NFL coming up at 8:50, but right now it is a Charlie Borges fan headline. We're bouncing all over the place, so why not just do this right now? Going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tire source since 2009. I know it is the Commanders this weekend, but you brought up Deontay Johnson in the last segment, Doran, and I wonder how much blood will be out for Deontay Johnson whenever the Ravens come to town. Like, people hate the Ravens. I don't think Deontay Johnson's super popular around these parts, but I don't know that there's a hatred of that guy.
I don't think so.
Now, Minkah Fitzpatrick might argue that point. I'm sure Mitch Trubisky, were he here, would argue that point. I don't know. He'll probably get booed. I don't know that there's going to necessarily be like venom out for Deontay Johnson.
It'll be more fans than players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the Ravens.
Yeah.
The one thing he was playing for the Browns.
You're just excited because you're going to be waving a terrible towel.
I'll be waving something else. I'll be waving a nice beverage, too.
What does Pat Bostic wear to a Steelers game? Like, do you go full jersey or?
No. Not a jersey.
You have like a Steelers pullover?
Yeah.
Maybe ask Hillgrove for some of his stuff?
No, I'll get something.
You have Steelers gear?
Well, I'm going to try to pick up some of that Veterans Day stuff, like the Veterans Day, like military grade stuff. Is this going to be probably in at what time is kickoff? Is it 4:25?
And it's 1.
It's 1. It's not going to get flexed?
No,
it's already been not flexed.
So it's 1 o'clock game.
Which is I don't need another night game in my life.
Perfect. Yeah, it'll be crisp out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have some nice Steeler gear on.
Yeah, just go next door.
Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
That's right. He can just knock on the Steelers facility.
Yeah, my man Bert will take care of me.
Yeah, Bert's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He will hook you up. All right, where do the Steelers rank among AFC contenders? Take the Chiefs out. No, just take them out. Chiefs are flawed. Chiefs haven't played great football. They're playing winning football. When you think about the Bills, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Steelers, how would you tier those teams? Because I definitely have the Steelers ahead of Houston the way they're playing right now. And they're banged up, and they just lost Diggs for the season.
I put the Steelers fourth. Fourth behind Buffalo. Second is the Ravens. So they're in the second tier, and clearly the Chiefs are in the first tier. But I think it's very close, second, third, and fourth.
Yes.
It's very close. It's almost neck and neck, and we'll find out how that does really unravel next week after Pat has his pullover at the Ravens game.
We did our own version of Are the Steelers a Super Bowl contender like earlier on in the show, and if I were having that conversation about the Ravens, like they may well win more games in the regular season than the Steelers. I mean, their offense is special and better than it's ever been, but I can't take a team seriously to win a Super Bowl if their defense is as bad as Baltimore. You never see that. You don't have to be as good on defense, maybe as you used to have to be to win a championship. You can't be flat out bad. I think they're flat out abysmal on that side of the ball.
You'll get exposed, right, Pat? I mean, by a competent coordinator or offense.
They've given up 219 points, which is 100 more than the Steelers have given up.
Oh, my God.
This season. I mean, point differential-wise, it's crazy. They've scored 283. They're the best scoring offense in the AFC by 23 points. But in terms of defense, they're towards the bottom. In fact, they've given up the second most points to Las Vegas in the AFC, which is bad. I would put the Steelers third. I go Kansas City 1, Buffalo 2, Pittsburgh 3. And I say that because of the defense. The defense and the run game. I think offensively they're probably fourth. If you just looked at their offense,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I think it puts them a peg up on Baltimore.
Here's the thing about the offensive side. Like, there is a gap between the Ravens' offense, Buffalo's offense, and the Steelers' offense. No doubt about it. But the Steelers, I think, can score points on that Ravens' defense. I think the Steelers can score points on that Cincinnati defense. Point being, the Steelers are good enough offensively where I think that because their defense has so many playmakers, the Steelers, you can score in the mid-20s and hope that your defense holds teams that score into the 30s in the mid-20s.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of faith
evens
in that.
Out.
Yeah. And if you get into a shootout, and you're not going to love to see it, the Steelers' defense giving up yards, giving up points, if you're in a shootout, I'm going to bet on T.J. Watt making a game-changing, difference-making play, or Cam Hayward doing something like that. And with Baltimore right now, I'm not sure in a shootout, you might think they could score more. Like, you might have more faith in them philosophically in a shootout. But who on their defense is going to make the one stop when you need them to make it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take the Steelers over the Ravens right now. I'll take the Steelers over Houston. I will not take the Steelers over Buffalo. I think Josh Allen's playing some of the best football of his career.
They're also playing pretty good defense. I mean,
yeah.
All things considered, their point differential is plus 87. They've won four in a row. I mean, the Steelers have scored over 30 points in two of their last three games. Now, they've played two of the worst defenses in those two games, the Jets and, obviously, Vegas. So, man, we're going to find out a lot these next 2 weeks.
Do you want to see them, like, win a shootout against Washington? Like, do you want to see them put in that element and have to win a game like that? Because I kind of do. Like, that'd be fascinating. Yeah. Like, oh, boy, Jaden Daniels, they're putting up points. They're moving the ball. Like, you know you're going to have to score 35 to win. I kind of want to see how the Steelers would operate if that's the way that
it goes.
You know
the perfect scenario? This is going to drive people nuts. They go down, like, 14 to Washington, and Russ throws for, like, 350 and three touchdowns, and they come back and win. Because I don't think they've done that since number 7 was there. They almost did it against Indy.
Yep.
They may well have done it if they had Russ.
Yep. Right. Right. But that would be a perfect scenario. You want to bolster your chances of being a Super Bowl contender, you've got to be able to do that. Because if you play Buffalo and you play Kansas City, there's a good chance you're down at some point in that game. And you've got to throw your way back into it. And they have not had, that's not been in their DNA the last three seasons. It's just not. And that, to me, is the deciding factor of this team's how high they can go. What's their ceiling? The difference between where they're at now and their ceiling is, can Russ throw them back into a game?
That's really interesting. And the Steelers, in the second half of games this year, have been the best team in football. They did come up short, as you mentioned, against Indianapolis, and that's the one time that they trailed. Well, they've been playing a lot of close games, I mean, with the exception of the Jets, although they were down. So what I guess I'm saying is they've still been able to stick with their game script into the second half of these games.
Yeah.
You wonder what it looks like if they don't. All right, that was a good segment. I got one for you guys next. Animal-themed.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
It's a big news story out there right now. You guys are going to be shocked. Shocked. We can do football, too, but just wait until you hear this. I think you're going to be titillated by this, Doran.
It's not that peanut guy, is it?
Who's peanut?
The squirrel.
What happened to a squirrel?
Something happened to a squirrel.
Do you break for squirrels?
What?
Like if a squirrel runs in front of you while you're driving.
No, he hits the gas.
No.
No, break. You have to break. It's reflex, man.
Some people.
What do you think? There's someone out there who's like, oh my God, it's a squirrel. Go faster.
They tell you in driver school, driver's ed, hit the thing. Because if you stop, you get hit from behind.
I hit a squirrel with my learner's permit.
Well, it was much better than hitting it with your car.
No. I had my learner's permit. My dad was in the car with me. Literally left the house for like 5 minutes. Ran this poor thing over. And I'm like, this is not a good sign for my driving.
Real bad.
For my driving future. And there was no braking involved.
So now that scarred you enough that you are going to brake for squirrels.
Yeah, even to put myself at risk. Yeah, of course. A little.
Me too.
A little fella needs. He needs.
I never hit.
To live too.
I yeah. Swerve. Swerve
That's
and brake.
Worse.
I know. It's not good. I swerve and brake. Poor little squirrely. All right.
One of the squirrel had chlamydia. What would you do then?
Stop the spread.
he'd pull over, pull out his little condom kit, walk over, pet the little guy on the back, and say, this will only take a second.
never mind. Charlie Borges fan headline. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I tend to get sad when it's the final Bostic segment of the week.
Why is that?
Because we enjoy your company. The football knowledge, the hijinks. Doran, agree or disagree, the show goes off the rails maybe more on Bostic Thursdays than at any other time.
Yes.
I don't know why that is.
I think it's just a camaraderie and a flow thing, quite frankly. We get into a flow state when I'm here.
All three of us pit guys, we tend
don't do that.
What? I think we just have a good time. I think there's little to no like stepping on each other. I think it's meant to be, man.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's meant to be?
Mm-hmm.
What say you? 412-928-9.
So you could just take my job. I shouldn't say that into a microphone. There were 40 monkeys that got out of a zoo in South Carolina, and they can't find them.
Do they have the clap? That's the first thing you're going to think from here on out.
40?
40 monkeys. And my question to you guys is, if one of the, and they're chimpanzees, so I want to make sure that
they're mean, aren't they?
I don't think so.
You've got me thinking childhood here. We talked about my learner's permit. We talked about me wanting to be a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
You know what my biggest fear was as a kid? I used to have these recurring dreams.
I'm going to guess it's chimpanzees.
No, it's that a lion would get out of the zoo and come chase me and ultimately kill me.
And then you played quarterback in college.
Yes. That, I think that
that's kind of similar.
I think that kind of built the fight or flight. Like, you know, I was able to suppress those fears, and it allowed me to hang in a pocket and deal.
Yeah, because like a defensive lineman bearing down on you,
yeah, point George, at like Mufasa. George Selvey or Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yes.
Nothing on Scar.
Scar.
Do you go to the zoo now?
I've gone, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great place. Took my kids there last Friday. It's wonderful.
It is a great place.
If you came across one of them chimps, though, yeah. would you guys keep it?
No.
I think I would take a chimp.
No.
Have you ever seen that?
They're mean.
Have you ever seen a kangaroo box?
Yes.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Stop avoiding my monkey question.
No, I'm not going to keep a monkey.
I don't know if you're legally allowed to keep a monkey in Pennsylvania.
I think you can if you're a certified animal advocacy expert.
That's
that
true.
Provides remedies for sexually transmitted diseases.
Condoms for at-risk youth koalas is what we're going for here.
Prophylactics for prepubescent koalas.
What are you guys talking about? I'm
we have this thing. You know, in fact, I have a proposition. I will join you in this effort.
Let's go!
Not me.
Next step is...
Doran's too busy organizing bounties on quarterbacks.
That's right. Well, think about this.
Michael Vick over here.
Like, you've got...
Don't make me go there.
Dante Culpepper.
Don't make me go there. I was going to go there and go, Hernandez over here.
Let's end this segment.
No, we're going to end it.
On the bus.
Yeah, we're gonna end it here. Someone texting in saying, you can't just hit deer. You have to drive around them. Yeah, we're talking about squirrels. I'm not saying drive right into a deer. We good?
We're great. Love you guys.
He hit you with Aaron Hernandez.
Wow.
Have you seen? I mean, he called me Vic killing dogs.
No, that's not why.
It was a joke.
This Borges is on it.
It was a joke.
Hey, can you put a no yelling on again?
Now you're putting him on the spot.
Chris Farley.
Show has been dragged into the mud.
Oh, my God.
No yelling on the bus.
There you go.
I needed that.
For the love of God.
See you, Pat. He's golfing today, this guy, Pat. Enjoy yourself.
Somebody bring me a Diet Coke.
All right, coming up next, ESPN today, they did a thing like 2 weeks behind us, but they did a good job with it. Or did they? Terrible tease. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Partly cloudy today, high of 64.